Welcome to Conrad's Corner, where you hear poets and poetry. Tomorrow is Palm Sunday. Julie Moore, a local poet from Cedarville, has a poem of that title. Here it is, Palm Sunday. As rain pounds the pavement, my father, mother, and I sip our soup at Tim Hortons after church, where their choir sang of triumphal entry, death, and resurrection. Somehow our conversation turns to my grandfather, a gambling man, a carpenter who lost half his thumb to a saw, but shuffled cards like a pro, riffling them so they'd intertwine smoothly like the fingers of a supplicant, then building a bridge where cards fell on their faces into one neat deck. My dad remembers nights his mother sent his older brother to find his father and snared in another game, the poker he'd picked up while playing hockey for the Toronto St. Pat's, always trying to relive the year he won it all, a defense man who collected the Stanley Cup. I visualize his picture hanging in the Halifax Hockey Hall of Fame, tall in uniform, steady on his skates. How did he fall, becoming the man who threw grocery money into the pot? How did he conjure the nerve to call my father after he was married with three kids of his own, desperation straining through the receiver, beg for a loan? Did my grandfather wince when my dad said, "No, I know you'll lose it all"? And what does that do to a man like my dad, who worked two jobs, logging 60-hour weeks, so we could live in Moorestown where the schools were good? What does it do to a man to tell his father no? Does the son carry the word's wound all his life, feel it even now, 30 years after his father's death, as his broth grows cold? That was Palm Sunday, my local poet, Julie Moore. If you'd like to hear some local poets read their poetry in person, meet them and meet Conrad himself, and even read a poem of your own on an open mic, come to a poetry celebration in honor of April as National Poetry Month, in honor of Conrad's Corner and the poets who read there. Sponsored by the Dayton Metro Library. Next Saturday, April 19, 2 to 4 p.m. I'll hope to see you there, and thanks for listening.